As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Okay, it is Dom time. You can't say good Friday, but we're all here together. Thank you so much on a big day. Big guests coming by, and the catchphrase today is hands off Ambler. Keep your hands off Ambler. Don't put your hands on Ambler tomorrow. People over in Ambler, another one of these progressive towns where people seem to speak a gazillion languages at school boards rather than, I don't know, the official language, English. I don't know if it is in Ambler. Tomorrow they're having their Hands Off Ambler. This is at the intersection of Butler and Ridge. They're telling people to come in costumes, to bring drums. They want to share in the 250th anniversary of the American Revolution. Paul Revere, Lexington, Concord, Butler Pike. The British are coming. The Russians are coming. Trump is coming, really. So the spirit of 1776, you know, I may have to mind to go over that. Do these people really believe in the spirit of 1776? This is the same crowd that wouldn't allow their school mascot to be called a patriot, I don't believe, or they wouldn't allow their school mascot to be colonials. All those names have been knocked off. Although, I don't know, Plymouth White Marsh still might be there. I'm not sure. So what's with the tapping into 1776? Because they're intrigued. They're spreading the word. Trump is coming. It's going to be interesting, the costume tomorrow. They're doing it also in Trenton. Of course, Philadelphia is bussing people in from around the world. But remember, Trump, keep your hands off Ambler. I've been watching this morning because I'm trying to see what's on the Mr. Garcia's hat. Now, Dan is a hat expert. He may be able. I zoomed in on it. I still couldn't see. How is he wearing a hat and having a margarita with Senator Van Hollen in this notorious torture prison? His hands weren't shaking. I didn't see any bruises. I didn't see any marks across his face or head. He had some shirt on and jeans. And he had some kind of advertisement. I mean, we should be able to see that. What was he advertising? Bring me home. I hate Trump. But they were at a cafe. It looked like a continental breakfast. And it may have been margaritas that were apropos there. All right. So, we have a lot to play, too, a lot to get to here on Talk Radio 1210. So the first thing, guys, I want to get to is Josh Shapiro on Good Morning America today, had an exclusive interview with George Stephanopoulos. And in the interview, he talked about several new parts. He attacked Dan Muser, Congressman Van Muser, while lecturing about not attacking the people. I don't know that Muser was definitely on point in being critical of Shapiro in the middle of all this stuff. But we'll play you some of that. But I want to lead off. This will be cut 14 with Congressman Muser. And then I want to play Hannity, you know, and Hannity is actually right on this. Are you aware? And I'm not saying President Trump's going to do it, but there are people in the Republican Party, and you may be on board with this. I think you're going to see certain hosts say they're on board with it. There are people in the Republican Party now agitating toward President Trump, who I hope holds the line on this, to say, we got to tax the rich. The rich are getting away with stuff here. And Muser, alleged conservative, he comes on the show, I'm happy to talk with him about it. I'm not going to be on board. You're not going to pull me into this, no matter what you say or do. You may be now, though, saying, well, this is a grassroots party. That means we have to attack the rich like Democrats do. So here is Representative Muser saying that he suggested raising tax on the what he called the high end bracket, cut 14.
So President Trump is now considering raising the corporate tax rate and creating a 40% tax bracket for millionaires in order to pay for all the desired tax cuts. This includes taxes on tips, overtime, Social Security. Congressman, where are we right now? Because when you start to talk about raising the corporate tax rate, I'm not saying you, but those that are maybe suggesting it, your colleagues, or maybe it is you, I don't know, let's find out. But or you start to talk about, you know, raising taxes on millionaires, that those sound like Democratic talking points.
They are.
Well, it sounds like all of America talking points, and I don't mean
to No, it doesn't.
And I actually suggested a number of months back.
Which one, the corporate tax rate or the
wealthy, the high-end income rate.
Okay.
Of course, it went, was at 39.6. The Tax Cut and Jobs Act under President Trump brought it to 37 for those, just on income levels over $750,000, I think it is. So by bringing it from the 37, as we're redoing the tax plan, to perhaps 38.6, right, it would still be 1% less than it was before, right? And by the way, if the Democrats are voting against this, the Democrats are all for tax rate increases for
so are you, buddy. Income, I'm shocked.
Income, corporate businesses, you name it. Getting rid of the bonus depreciation, everything else. So we're fighting for small business. We're fighting for all of America and for the job creators that might be in those categories. So if you were to bring it up at one point, it brings about $15 billion to in revenues, right, without any elasticity, which could take place. So if it did come up to 39, it's almost $25 billion. The president is determined not to have a standard, if you will, Republican, and this is my view from what I based upon him. I'm not putting words in his mouth. A standard Republican style budget. What he wants to see is something that is in the interest of all of America, middle income America, small business. And by the way, we would be talking about an exemption for pass through small businesses. So they would not be paying at the higher rate as they do now at that their income level rate.
Mark, I want to get.
Okay, now, I mean, I'm in agreement with. Stop it on overtime, stop it on tips, cut everything out of these governments at every level, fight them for every dime every day. We're all overtaxed. But no, Dan Muser. And I even have Hannity in my corner here, strangely. But I want to hear from you, 855-839-1210. You notice what Muser's doing there. He's saying, so I'm going to get Stacey Garrity on, who's going to duke it out with him in the primary. And I don't think Garrity's going to say, let's tax the rich. Who always says that now? We know that Democrats and progressives say it. He's putting it out there under the guise of, well, you know, we're going to cut taxes for all these other people. It's a new Republican Party. I'm fighting at up and down every level. I don't even know if there's anyone listening right now. I'd have to see the high-end bracket that will pay more if Muser gets his way here. We have an affluent audience. There might be some, but people aspire to everything. Do we want to do this? Isn't this how they would do it, Democrats? They would do a lot more of it. They excuse it by saying it's only a little bit over here and all kinds of stuff, and we're helping the working class. Isn't that what they say? So as he's saying, well, look, you can't take off the tax on overtime, the tax on tips. I don't know if the tax on Social Security is still there. And do that. Are you insane? We're going to have to go to the rich to give us cover on this. Is that what the play is? All right, here is, this is cut, let's see. This is Hannity. This is cut 22. Here's Hannity talking about this. And Hannity, I think, has more suasion with Trump than does somebody like Dan Muser, saying this is out of line.
I just think it's bad for the economy. Now, on the other hand, it seems to go against everything Donald Trump has ever believed in. I mean, I think he's always understood this. And I've been reading the same things you've been reading, and frankly, I just haven't been believing it.
Well, I don't think it's going to happen, but it's a threat.
That's Steve Moore.
We've got, you know, my old friend Bob Novak, you remember Bob Novak from Evans and Novak, he used to say, the only reason God would put Republicans on the earth is to cut our taxes. And if they're raising them, I think it's going to split our party. I think Republicans will lose the midterm elections. Don't go there. You remember what happened in 1992. Remember when Bush raised taxes? We lost everything.
Right. Pretty unbelievable, to be honest. I'm at this point because of reconciliation. I mean, what Republicans would go forward with a tax increase when they should be making the Trump tax cuts permanent, eliminating tax on tips, Social Security, and overtime? Because that's what the president promised. Why would they go in any other direction?
Because they're worried that Democrats are going to say what they always say, tax cuts for the rich. When in fact, after the Trump tax cut of 2017, the share of taxes and the amount of taxes paid by the rich went up. It didn't go down.
All right. We really appreciate you.
Now, in this piece, guesstimated per year income for Hannity is around $45 million. Am I supposed to be jealous of that? I'm not. It's something you aspire to. I wouldn't, you know, Rush Limbaugh may have been, I think, real dollars could have been at his height, $60, $70, $75 million a year. I was supposed to go nail that guy, take away at least or three quarters of it. That's not what we're about. Let's have the fight. Let's do more Doge cutting. There's a lot more to cut there that we don't need to spend. I think Steve Moore laid it out beautifully. Now, I'm not saying that's Trump's instinct. I'm just saying that guys like Muser and all now think they're going to carry favor with this. We've been trying to get them on the show. And this is the way to go. People, see, this is not a phony working class party. The Democrats always used to talk about that, the working class party, et cetera, which means attack the rich, go after them. That's what it's code for. Is that what we are now? We're more populist. And that means when you're populist, you must nail the rich, maybe not as bad as the Democrats, but that's what you should do. I just think it's inconsistent. Tell me if you're buying into that. Or you're saying, well, come on now. You know, we're getting all these tax cuts. We have to be united. You have to be united to say, we're coming at you every day to take back every one of these onerous taxes. We're coming at you every day to stop your spending. That's what Republicans are supposed to do. That's what the uniform says. Cut taxes, cut spending. That's what it should say on it. You can put a schwoos on there or anything else you want. That's the uniform. They ought to dress in that. Dan Muser, I don't know if he can dress in that. Maybe you agree with him. Come on, Dom. What's a little bit here? These people, who says that? I'm just asking you, who says that all the time? All right, so we got a lot of what's going on in El Salvador. Chris Ruddy, the head of Newsmax here. Going to talk with old friend David Zwig. Finally, he has the book out. What was it, 5 or 6 years ago? He told us about in the middle of COVID. He was one of the most brilliant COVID guests that we've ever had. And a couple of other things, too, we'll get to today. 855-839-1210. Let me give you the side question. Today, we are looking for Bad Boys, as we told you yesterday. It was just Martin Lawrence's birthday a day or two ago. Bad Boys. What's it up to Bad Boys 86? How many can they run out?
Oh, they'll they'll put it into the grave. They'll beat a dead horse as long as it's making money.
The only one that seems to still thrive is Fast and Furious, unless that's off the rails now, too. That's got to be up to 7, 8, something like that.
Yeah. 10, 11?
Oh, it might be. Okay.
Is it like Taken at 5 now, too?
We're still making Takens?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the Keanu Reeves one. What's the one with
John Wick.
John Wick.
That's run out, too. Awesome. How many times can you have, you know, just bullets flying and weather in some weird-looking place, which is exotic, I guess. It looks like no place on Earth where they go. Okay. I'm going to take off Paul Newman. Cool Hand Luke is the perfect example. You know, one of the guards says, I can't understand how a God-fearing boy like you, you know, to Luke, clean cut and all that, ends up doing this. I think he says he doesn't believe in God or something to the guy then, and that's it. Paul Newman was always a subtle bad boy. James Dean was a fake bad boy, but we can take him off. Somebody will say it. Dan, who's yours?
So we're not necessarily looking for villains in this. We're looking for people that were like the bad boys of Hollywood to a degree. Like
that women seem to go to. Yeah.
Or the bad girls of Hollywood, I guess we could do as well.
Throw it in. Like that's right.
Like James Dean.
You know what? That'll be in the next sequel of Bad Boys.
I'm going to take someone off the board that we didn't discuss, but just came to mind.
Yeah.
Actor here, a particular character of his is indeed bad boy and not really a villain. But how about Michael K. Williams, a Hollywood bad boy? Regrettably, we lost him a couple years ago.
Oh,
but
Omar.
But you see him in other things as well. He always has that kind of bad boy, you know, cold, brash personality that you just, you look at the guy and you're like, I kind of want to have a beer with him, but I'm scared of him at the same time.
Well, he was an anti-hero. We put him as the all-time anti-hero. Tony Soprano, a little bit too criminal. But the other guy, Omar, you can make the point. Well, look what he grew up in, the whole thing. So, he's a good one.
I got the shotgun.
Dean and Michael
you got the briefcase.
Yeah.
It's all in the game, though, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, with Bunk, yes. All right, Henry, who's
yours? Yeah, I'm going to take another character in the game. How about Marlo Stanfield?
Oh.
Yeah, the all-time bad boy in that show.
I don't know if I can agree with that one.
Oh, my gosh. Just, absolutely.
He's just
ruthless.
But that's not a bad boy. I think
he wants his name to be echoing throughout East, West, Baltimore. It doesn't matter. It showed at the end of the show, like, hey, it didn't matter. It wasn't about making money. It was about getting my name out there. That's why he went and assaulted
those
kids in the corner.
The character specifically of Marlo.
Yes, I'm not going with the actor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. I like it because I think it stands out among that he's kind of, again, the guy that has that dark nature to him. He's almost, there's a lore around him, mysterious.
Mm-hmm.
I think it fits pretty good. He wanted what Omar had.
So more than, because, you know, if you remember, like during the show, the kids are pretending to be Omar playing like cops and robbers, and they're not pretending to be Marlo, and that's what he aspired to be. The other one I'll take off the board is a sports figure here. Former Eagles defensive tackle, Ndamukong Suh. Very dirty player throughout his NFL career. You know, didn't have the best season when he was here in Philadelphia, but when he was in Detroit.
Right.
And I believe in Tampa Bay, man, there was no stopping that guy. And he let you know, whether it's shots to the groin, cut blocks low, below the belt. He ended up getting suspended. He stomped on Aaron Rodgers. I think that's as bad as it gets when it comes to sports.
All right. I'm going to be judging a bad boy a little bit different, but we all have our own.
I have a qualification I think we should throw out there, a characteristic. And it's a word I don't think we've ever used on the Dom show before, but swagger. There's a certain swagger that these bad boys have, that they're both dark and, you know, you don't really know much about them, but they have that certain swagger that people aspire to be, similar to like a Marlo Stanfield. I think that's a good answer, Marlo.
All right. I wouldn't go with that one, but okay. Yeah, I hear you. It's more subtle to me. There's got to be that you believe there's goodness there of a sort, but they're on the wrong path. I'm not sure that Marlo women would be...
That sounds more like an anti-hero to me, if you believe there's some good in them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bad boys have some good. I mean, I haven't seen much of those characters, but they're not bad. Lawrence and... okay. We'll mix it up. You make a decision how you want to go with it. 855-839-1210. Chris Ruddy coming up at 12:30 today, and we'll talk with him about Newsmax. He is a confidant of President Trump. We'll see what he thinks of where Trump is. I will ask him about this tax on the rich thing. Are you in that camp? It's a simple question. There's no right answer. You can say, yeah, Dom, they need to do that in order to cover these other taxes. To me, that's what Democrats always say. I would go back to the Trump tax cuts, and add overtime, Social Security, and tips.
Let the Democrats fight it out and tell American workers they want to tax their tips. Let them tell people that Social Security they want to tax continue. Let them argue on any of those fronts, and they're going to lose. Why do we have to sacrifice this principle? We're not going to tax you more just because you're wealthier. Why do we have to sacrifice that? Toward what point? 855.
Hey, I got some. I want to answer some. I want to throw at you because I think they're great answers to the side question today.
Sure.
Steve McQueen.
Yeah, that's a bad boy.
Yeah.
Man, you see, McQueen is on the wrong side of the. A rebel of a sort. That's what I think of.
I guess that fits the description too. Joe, he can call it in and claim it later in the show, but I think it's a fantastic answer. Dennis Rodman.
Primarily.
80s Pistons team. Yeah, you could take Lambeer off the board as well with that.
Yeah, with the swagger. Yeah.
Well, I'd be against that guy in general principles. I like to just run over top of him, and you know, every day of the week, he should have been kicked out of the way.
And if you looked up Bad Boy that we're kind of trying to get to and found it in a dictionary, I'm going to take this one off the board just to get listeners thinking this way. All time great fictional character, the Fonz.
Guess he's a bad boy.
Yeah, he has a leather jacket. He drives a motorcycle. The parents don't like him around. He's a fantastic answer now.
He's cool. Definitely cool. Yeah, okay. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. You can get in right now. Hit us with
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find The Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That. All right, Dom Giordano Show. So in the middle of everything else that we have going on, you see this debate suddenly telling us that somehow or another, the Republican Party has changed so much that we're going to go after the wealthy. Are you in that camp? Well, you know, I hear the arguments. This is going to split people up. I'm telling you, the Rand Pauls of the world and a lot of other Republicans, are they going to be told, well, you're yesterday's Republican Party? If we want to tax the rich more in order to get a fig leaf to put over us for knocking down these other taxes, then that's what we're going to do. See, I see that as caving in. I think we have the Democrats on the run on this. Are they really going to be able to resist if you want to take the tax off tips, Social Security, overtime? Are they going to be able to resist that? Are they going to have number crunchers? Are they going to have the guy on CNN standing there saying, well, it doesn't add up. The federal government will not have money. Are we going to say they have plenty of money? We've seen that with the exposés and plenty mortifying to take away from them, to give back. Or to never have been put in there to start with. Isn't that really the argument? Versus, well, you can't possibly. What are we going to do if we don't tax these three things? Which one do the Democrats want to die on? They want to tell hardworking Americans that overtime is something we're going to have to continue to tax? They want to do it on Social Security and certainly tips in the swing states. Trump found that out during the election. He promised it, and I think he's following through on it. So then why guys like Muser trying to con us? Now, Dave McCormick's on today. I'm sure he's heard this. I'll ask him about it, too. Chris Ruddy coming up at 12:30, the head of Newsmax, which is really gaining. And he is a confident. I'd say he's like O'Reilly with President Trump. Are they all going to say, yep, that's what we have to do? All right, let's go to Scott in Percocet, and Scott's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Scott, afternoon.
How you doing, Dom? Great show.
Thank you.
I think the Republicans have to keep doing a better job of getting the message out of the benefits of people making money and the benefits of hiring people and creating wealth. And the lower income did better under Trump the last term, and I think they're going to do the same this term.
Wasn't that one of the markers of President Trump that was embraced by people, that he's a billionaire? Isn't that what we hear all the time? He's a billionaire. He doesn't have to do this, all this stuff. Nobody said, wow, I don't think that guy ought to be a billionaire, except Democrats and progressives.
I trust a billionaire that creates wealth for other people, creates jobs, and can create opportunity for other people.
That's exactly it. Now, sometimes that's hard to do, but you got to stick to your guns. We have them on the other three things. Are they really going to reject the other three things if we don't do this?
We just have to get a better message, a stronger message out of the benefits of people trying to attain wealth and trying to make money.
Yeah. So who's your bad boy?
I have an athlete and an actor. I don't know which one you want.
I think your athlete's stronger. I don't know the actor, but you got a pretty strong one with the athlete, I think.
I'd say John McEnroe.
Yeah. Yeah, I refereed a tennis match in Manayunk with John McEnroe. It wasn't a real match. Ed Rendell was there and all that. I was tempted just to call him out just to see if he'd go nuts. He was fine. But, yeah, he's an all-timer.
He might have been on his best behavior that day.
And in a match, you know, a really tough match, I might take him against almost anyone at his height.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, very good.
Absolutely.
Yeah, McEnroe is definitely a good one. Joe in Columbus, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, what do you have?
Dom, how can anybody turn on you, even McEnroe? Come on.
You cannot be serious, man. You cannot be serious.
Yeah, I mean, I could see him. I was thinking it's a celebrity. It's a charity thing. The mayor's there, the governor, whatever he was, and McEnroe goes off. I love it.
Dom, can you imagine any caller taking that approach with you?
Oh, well, it does happen. Yeah.
I had mine out there on YouTube, but Dennis Rodman was a role player, regardless, bad boy or not. My bad boy got very, very humble in life, but he was ugly. He was a cheap shot artist, dirty. And it was Lyle Alzado. He had some venom and anger going with him that was uncontrollable.
Well, may have been the alleged, I'll say alleged because I don't have the papers in front of me, all the stuff he was taking, it was sad, too. I mean, it was.
Yes.
And that defense, the Orange Crush, was one of the great defenses ever.
Oh, God, he'd turn on his own ball players, that guy.
Yeah, absolutely, Joe. That's a good one. Lyle Alzado, John McEnroe. That's what we're looking for. You can hit us with that. It's a good topic. Everybody has one. Or woman, you know, bad girl, too. You can put that. I mean, they played with that. With Catwoman in several Batmans. I don't see Anne Hathaway coming up. Who was the original Catwoman? There was somebody that really showed the cartoonish nature of what Catwoman's supposed to be about. And one of the original ones. Was it Eartha Kitt?
She was one of them.
Julie Newmar, I think, was the other. I think they were better. Okay, coming up. Guy who has the ear of President Trump and is the top competitor of Fox, Newsmax head, Chris Ruddy with us next. They just had an IPO, et cetera. They've gone through a lot, Newsmax. What does he see happening? What does he think about what we're talking about? He's straight ahead here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, let's, first of all, though, say spring is here, finally. A nice day, real good day. So don't let the stiff or achy joints hold you back. Rescue Natural Supplements is proud to bring you Rescue Glyco Plus. This incredible supplement is especially formulated to support joint comfort, flexibility, powerful blend of green-lipped muscle complex and UC2 collagen. This unique combination helps maintain healthy cartilage, promotes smoother, more comfortable joint movement. And right now, Rescue Glyco Plus is buy one, get one free for anyone with our exclusive radio offer. Just use the code RELIEF to double up your offer for free, your order for free. That's R-E-L-I-E-F. Call them today at 826-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a knowledgeable rescue product consultant. You can also use the code online when you visit res-q.com, res-q.com. Get back into action, less pain, more comfort. Use that code RELIEF. Buy one, get one free on Rescue Glyco Plus, R-E-L-I-E-F. All right, Dom Giordano Show. President Trump swearing in Dr. Oz as the new Medicare, Medicaid head with Bobby Kennedy Jr. there. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But somebody who routinely is a friend of President Trump over the years, he is the CEO of Newsmax Incorporated, the parent company of Newsmax. They just had a successful IPO. We all hear an IPO. What the heck is that? Let's talk with Chris Ruddy here on Talk Radio 1210. Chris, welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Dom, always great to be on with you and our friends in the Philadelphia area. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out what an IPO is. I'm in the middle of it all, and it's been pretty amazing. But it's been an exciting time for us, for sure.
It seems pretty good when you see that kind of public demand. What's the Is it a reaffirmation of what you already know, how much Newsmax is growing, that you can take this step?
Well, let's go back. You know, you were there at the beginning of the journey when I was on to talk about, hey, we're planning to go public. And we were seeking people to join with us and buy shares in our pre-IPO and then our IPO round. We raised $300 million in the lead up to this. And so then we got listed on March 31st on the New York Stock Exchange, the first what they call Regulation A offering to go public on the big board. And we had a phenomenal response. I mean, the shares went through the roof because there was so much demand initially. Now they've calmed down, but we're still a lot higher than we were. When we launched, we went out at $10 a share. I think it's trading around $25 a share now, but it's going up and down every day. But it's still been a lot higher than the market, which has been in a correction during this whole period.
Yeah, without a doubt. Did you get the call from President Trump? Good job, Chris. Good job. Keep doing it.
Well, he and I spoke, and he was very praiseworthy about the success of the IPO. And I told him I have a new line, and it's a rising Trump lifts all boats.
And, you know, we're going to be hearing Trump's that. Yeah. Good. Yeah.
Trump's been good for the economy. He's been good for, he'll be good. You know, this correction in the market is only like a temporary thing. And I really think he's got a tremendous economic program, but he was very happy that we had gone public. He likes Newsmax. You know, he's been very critical of Fox News. And I think it's fair to say Newsmax is his favorite channel, but I think we give him a fair shake. We're not Trump TV, but we give him a fair shake.
Chris, one thing too, I wonder if this has come up. It's kind of disturbing to me. We now have Hannity on one side, this Congressman Muser we've been playing this morning, this rumor out there that they're trying to egg President Trump on to say, look, if you cut taxes, overtime, Social Security, et cetera, then you have to bump up the tax from the Trump tax cuts on the, quote, very wealthy. I find this to be not just that I differ with it, but also a dangerous, we want to be broad in the working class party. But Chris, does that mean then we have to be Democrat light when it comes to the very wealthy people?
Well, I think that the president has a broad-based approach to the economy, and I think his impact is going to be across the board. You know, there's several prongs to his thing. His tax cuts will help everybody, right? And he's trying to get those through Congress. He wants lower interest rates for everybody. He wants lower oil prices for everybody. And I think his program is good. I think the Republicans in Congress, I'm not sure exactly what their program is. But I think that Trump's program will be really good for everybody.
Okay. Chris, what's the growth pattern now for Newsmax moving forward? We talked about some of the success so far. What is the, not agenda, but what is the vision to continue to move forward? It is one of the might still be the fastest growing network out there.
Yeah, I mean, we had incredible ratings. Q1 of this year, we were up 50%. We had 34 million Americans tuning in. That was up from 22 million. You've been in the media business a while, Dom. You know, that just doesn't happen by nature like that. It's a real growing force. And across the board, we're seeing our numbers up on different parts of the company. And I think that not only the cable channel is still growing, so you can watch us on cable, we have a free streaming channel on the home TVs like Samsung Vizio or Roku. And then you can download our free app, which is on your smartphone, and watch us anywhere in the world. It doesn't cost you to start anything. And then we have our website. We're growing on all of these different vectors, podcasts. And I think it's going to continue to grow because there's, you know, the press is so out, the rest of the media is so out to lunch. They're so far left now that Newsmax is growing. And the Reuters Institute study said we were one of the top 12 news brands in the United States. And we really have only just started on the TV side.
Yeah, absolutely. Chris, your sense, I ran back in the news again, and it looks like President Trump is not going to be precipitous here with bombing them nuclear deals. Do you sense it's different than the first term when he got rid of the Obama deal, which was a bad deal? And what would he replace it with? What would be the posture toward Iran?
I don't know. He has said they can't have a nuclear weapon.
Right.
Now, does that mean freezing the program? They're only a few days away, they say, from building a bomb. Some people believe they already have the bomb. I believe it's a grave danger, not just to Israel, but the United States, for Iran to have a bomb. These are rogue. You know, it's pretty clear in my mind they were behind October 7th. They've been behind the Houthis. They don't care. You can't really do a deal with them. I think President Trump understands that. Somebody was saying that there was a report he was blocking the Israelis from the attacking, and then it's been qualified. I know that his position has been that if Israel wants to do it, they should do it. But he's not necessarily going to give American support. I think that may be changing, because remember, they've been out to kill him. The Iranians have been out to kill
absolutely.
Trump.
Now, you can't make a deal with them, Chris. Now, you're in a very high level, one of the highest of anybody I've ever been on, in those circles, making deals and all that. Do you ever come to a point, you know, if you were one of the envoys, I could see you doing, well, you're so busy, but doing that, you realize you cannot make a deal with them.
Right. I mean, I think Iran, Bibi Netanyahu said 30 years ago that the Iranian regime was the ground zero of the terrorist movement in the world. And it is. And they're bad guys. They're the biggest mistake made in the last century. One of them was Jimmy Carter allowing the Shah to fall. It destabilized the whole Middle East. It's led us, you know, to the brink of a major regional war. And President Trump, what's really good about him is he doesn't like war. He wants to avoid war, but he also knows you need to be very strong to avoid war. And you need to be willing to go to war, but he doesn't like war. So it's not like he wants to get us involved in this, but I think that we don't have a lot of alternatives right now because they're so close to getting a nuclear warhead. And even if they don't make a weapon outright, they can create what's known as a dirty bomb. You know, imagine them detonating that in Washington or Philadelphia someday and causing mayhem and mass casualties. And they've got the capability, I think, to detonate it in the U.S. We just found out that an Iranian double agent the U.S. government arrested was working. Where was he working? At the FAA, in charge of flight plans, and he was taking flight plan information. Why do they need to know that information over in Tehran? You know, it should set off alarm bells.
Yeah, seen that in the last couple of days. And Chris, I was unaware. You made me more plugged in here from what you're hearing, that they were that close. I thought, you know, we always hear that, but that's pretty chilling, and I don't think Trump, if he believes that in his heart, is going to let that go.
I don't believe that he's naive to this, and I think that we have a moment in time between him and Netanyahu in power, and everybody pretty much agrees, the allies that we have, the Saudis and others, that Iran is a grave threat to the region. So I think this is the moment, and if you look what's happened right now, we have half our B-2 bomber force right now in Diego Garcia in the Indian Ocean. I follow this, that there's been massive airlift of equipment into the forward positions in Qatar and other places in the Middle East right now. We have two aircraft carriers now sitting very close to Iran. So I think the stars are aligned now for something to happen. And I think it could, my own view is it could happen sooner than later if it happens.
Absolutely. Chris, continued success with Newsmax. Love it when I'm on. Love to watch a product every day. And continuing to grow on all platforms.
Well, we appreciate it. Take a look at NewsmaxInvest.com. Find out the information about our shares on the New York Stock Exchange. Be a owner, a co-owner, and join our news revolution.
Absolutely. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Dom.
Chris Ruddy here on Talk Radio 1210. Now, that's pretty chilling. I did not have a sense of it. This guy, Chris Ruddy, Newsmax, is in the warp of Trump and talking about this, that they were that close. We do know that it looked like we might strike, and he's right. All those weaponries in forward positions, that ought to tell you something. All right, we got a great side question today. Hit us with an all-time bad boy. Martin Lawrence's birthday just in the last day or two. And are we the party? You know, Chris didn't go into it as much as I wanted there. That's okay. I have Dave McCormick at about 1:10 today, odd time, but that's good. He'll be here, and I'll ask him about that. Because Hannity's plugged into this. You heard Steve Moore, we play that for you. You heard Muser. Muser is trying to tell us that in order to be this new Republican Party, we have to go after the rich a bit here. Not quite like the Democrats, but that's what it's about. Does that make sense to you? You know the arguments. You've heard them for 30, 40 years. They can afford it. They don't pay anything in taxes. Is that the ticket to offer cover to take away these other taxes? And do we really think Democrats are going to give up on those other taxes on tips, Social Security, and overtime? They're going to try to fight it. If you say, all right, we'll trade you the rich, they're going to stand down? I don't see it. 855-839-1210. All right, that's what we're looking for on the side question today. You heard Chris Ruddy about Iran. Boy, as we go toward Easter Sunday, that is chilling stuff, to put it mildly. So Dave McCormick, good day to have him. He's in the middle of a lot of stuff. We got a lot to get to in the next hour. Sam this morning from Good Morning America with Josh Shapiro. He did admit, he brought it up, brought it out that, a lot to be desired here with the protection of the state police. And this guy did not set off anything, or they didn't see him on the cameras, according to Shapiro. When he went over the fence, he hit a sensor that was somewhere there in the bushes. That's what was set off. And it was dark. Don't they have massive lights? Don't you turn big lights on at that point? What the hell is going on here with these people? And I did not take it that he is, confident in the state police, and there's going to be a full get to the bottom line on this. And thank God that door was closed. Otherwise, it would have been a lot worse. All right, let's go to Susan in Winmore. Susan is on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Susan, afternoon. Susan?
Hey, Dom. Hi. I'm your blue-haired tattooed friend. Yeah, Dom.
Hey, there Susan. You go. Hello. That's Susan. All right. Are you coming to the Politics and Pints, Susan?
Yeah.
Oh, good. We'll be all right. Mark that down. Blue-haired tattoos.
I'm coming to Dom Giordano Day. I always book my hotel room for the weekend.
Wait a minute.
I love it.
You booked the hotel. Oh, man. What hotel do you stay at? Well, give them a plug. Maybe they'll put a special with Mulligans on there. Where do you stay, Susan?
Well, I'm staying at the Apollo in Wildwood Crest. Never stayed there before. But,
yeah, I know the Apollo.
That's where I'm staying.
Well, that's good. Now, Johnny, if someone shows a validation there, they get something off on a vodka or something. We have to work that out. Go ahead, Susan. Who's your person?
So, anyway, Bobby Ritchie, Kid Rock.
That's a very good one. Yeah, it fits perfectly. Yeah, it fits perfectly because he's introducing Bill Maher, presidents. He's friends with both. What could go wrong? Yeah, Kid Rock would be a good bad boy. Okay. Booking in a hotel for Dom Giordano Day. All right, we have to ask Mayor Ernie if he's aware of this and if there's going to be a big surge. Maybe you should get your room now. June 20th is going to be a big day there. I hear they're putting the rates up at the Apollo as we speak.
People. Island's getting sold out, Dom. You got to get the tickets or those rooms, yeah.
Exactly. Remember now, Mulligans has a nice capacity. We saw that with Kelsey Grammer, who we're still working on to get down there at some point this year. But, you can't squeeze every. You got to get there early. June 20th, start leaving now. I love it. Book the hotel room. Oh, God. Okay. Coming up, we're going to talk with Dave McCormick. I had so many other things. They called off. I thought it was a good idea. Look, if you don't, you don't. That's fine. He was going to do the first book sitting with John Fetterman. Okay. And we wanted to do, and I think they want to do it with us, the McCormicks, on their book on mentorship. The only thing is we have to look at a date because we have Politics and Pints coming up. It's going to be a huge event at the Colonial Theater. And we hope to see you there for that. It's going to be unusual. It's the host and the first 100 days. So it's going to be good. But McCormick and Fetterman had to cancel because the mobs wouldn't allow it. so to speak. I think they were doing a big event in Pittsburgh. I'll ask him about that. But I also want to know what he thinks of this idea that we should now, and the spin is, well, you know, you still have somewhat of the tax cut. Look, they cut it to 37 under the Trump tax cuts. I thought that was appropriate. Everybody got a tax cut. I'm on board with that. Now suddenly we're told, well, that wouldn't be the working party. How are you going to cut all those other things? We're going to fight you on every front. Are the Democrats going to stand against cutting the tax on tips? Some of them will. They're crazy. Are they going to stand against cutting taxes on overtime to encourage people to make the economy boom? Oh, you know, we need all these people here illegally because people don't want to work. We don't have enough of them. We'll cut the tax on overtime. Just think of what a benefit that would be. Whatever you get paid for overtime, plus you don't have the tax on it. Just think about that. Are the Democrats going to? Yeah, some of them will. Why do we have to give up this other tax cut to appease them? The heck are guys like Muser thinking? We get him on. I'll ask him that. Is that, I think he's saying this is the new Republican Party. Are you a member of that? Are you a member of the party that says, no, we're going to fight you. We want to take away every tax that we can. Every day of the week. We're wildly overtaxed. Shouldn't be taxing people like this on tips. Okay. Dave McCormick here in about 15 minutes. 855-839-1210. That'll get you a line.
Tom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon. On Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.